Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. It is Monday, November 14th, 2016, start of a brand new week. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And let me just do something here real quick. Now, do you remember when the Democrats were making this real big deal about how Donald Trump should accept the results of the election graciously and respect democracy? You remember when that was all going down? And all of a sudden, it's a double standard. Because here we have Donald Trump won the election by the rules that everybody agreed to play by. It's an electoral college election, not a popular vote. If it had been a popular vote, Trump would have changed his campaign and he probably still would have run, especially when you subtract out all the millions of illegal immigrant votes that went to Hillary Clinton. All the dead votes who went to Hillary Clinton, all the people who voted multiple times on fraudulently manufactured registrations, and all those computer votes where people thought they were voting for Donald Trump and went over to Hillary Clinton. And they're out there rioting and protesting. Whoa. Now, kind of something interesting. Over the weekend, Michigan finally officially ended the election and declared Donald Trump the winner of Michigan's electoral votes. Going to the presidential election results pages of all the corporate media, they haven't updated that yet, which kind of makes you wonder what else are they hiding there, because we're starting to hear from sources that Donald Trump did in fact win the popular vote as well as the electoral college vote, and the corporate media is trying to hide it so that they can give fuel to all these George Soros bought and paid for riots and protests, and we're going to undo the will of the people because we know what's best for the country, at least what's best for the narcocracy that's out there. But we're looking at apparently something like close to a million votes, popular votes, lead for Donald Trump, and that's before we subtract the millions of dead illegal immigrant and computer votes for Hillary Clinton. So, again, the fact that the corporate media hasn't even put Michigan up there yet, as of the last time I checked, which was about half an hour ago. What else are they hiding? Now, do you remember during this whole campaign when social media companies like Facebook and Twitter and everybody were censoring and deleting posts about Hillary Clinton's criminality because it was declared voter suppression or hate speech or the rest of it? But we have these two themes coming out of the so-called tolerant liberals, assassinate Trump and rape Melania, that are just trending all across social media. And by the way, to call for the assassination of the president-elect is a class D felony. He's now basically legally protected. This idea of people coming on out and saying rape Melania, I think we can safely say that the liberals have truly come out of the closet at last, and America gets to see them for exactly what they are. Now, according to votefraud.org, which is a nonpartisan election monitoring website, they're like blackboxvoting.org, they have done an analysis of a database of 180 million voter registrations. And on the basis of their analysis, they have now concluded that 3 million illegal immigrants cast votes in this election overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. These votes are not supposed to count. These votes are not supposed to count at all. And by the way, the tantrum throwers are attacking my server as we speak. So they're still out there saying, how dare you not give us what we want? We're supposed to be winning here. We were told we would win. Well, you know, real world, you don't always get what you want. Now, I noticed this story. This came out of mysuncoast.com. Hundreds flood streets of downtown Sarasota to protest President-elect Donald Trump. And I noticed the first thing is how all the photos are very narrow angle which is the first thing they do when they don't really have the crowd there they're trying to claim. And frankly, looking at the photos, I think dozens would have been a more accurate descriptor of the people in downtown Sarasota. Now, over in Portland, and let me preface this by saying that Portland went Hillary. They voted for Hillary. It's not someplace that you would want to have a protest against Donald Trump, because Portland didn't go for Donald Trump. But they're still protesting there, and anti-Trump rioters with baseball bats attacked a pregnant woman in a car in a city that voted for Hillary Clinton. And I don't know what they're trying to accomplish with all of this MoveOn.org George Soros protest, but they're not putting out a very sympathetic public face. In fact, they're making the Democrats and the liberals look like sore losers and like thugs. Now, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the politics, the election, the crybabies are still out there. And again, what hypocrisy after all the talk from the Democrats about how President Trump should just graciously accept the results of the election and respect democracy. And now all of a sudden the liberals and the Democrats are out there in the streets, bought and paid for by George Soros, apparently, screaming to heck with democracy, you know, to heck with the way the elections are supposed to be run. We want what we want, and you will give it to us, or we will cause all kinds of harm. Like I said, not exactly a public image that is going to get sympathy or support from the American people. Over in Washington, D.C., they got a crowd blocking the highway, making people late for work, blocking first responders from getting to where they need to be, all to protest against Donald Trump and TPP. Attention, morons. TPP is already dead. Trump won the election. Deal with it. Stop being such a bunch of whining liberal snowflakes. My goodness. By the way, deception is running rampant all across social media. Somebody put up this viral video claiming to show millions of people in the streets of Los Angeles protesting against Donald Trump. The video is actually from Venezuela. So they're out there just trying to manufacture a mass uprising that does not really exist, and that is a hallmark of the color revolutions. Everybody is writing in. They are finding all these ads in casting magazines for local theater groups, the local film and TV industry, all the backstage magazines, Craigslist all over the place, hiring protesters to protest against Donald Trump. And by the way, they're all in violation of Title 18, Section 2389. They're out there just violating all these laws. Now, a lot of people are saying that, you know, we should see indictments for Soros and his groups, because George Soros has funded terrorist groups. That puts him in violation of the USA Patriot Act. He's out there encouraging these riots to try and overturn the election after it's over. He's in violation of Title 18, Section 610, coercion of political activity, as well as Title 18, Section 2331, use of violence to coerce political change. Why is this guy not in prison right now? That's what I would like to know. Another embarrassment caught on video over in Portland. Rioters are chanting peaceful protest, peaceful protest, peaceful protest, while they're throwing bricks at a car with a Trump bumper sticker. Not very peaceful. Something else caught on tape to their embarrassment. The buses being used to bring these agent provocateurs into these cities. I'm getting emails from people in Portland saying, we don't recognize any of these people. They don't even look like they're from Portland. They don't dress like they're from Portland. They don't have the hairstyles of people in Portland. They're clearly outsiders being brought in. So, let's go ahead and grab two phone calls. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? You know, I saw a quote today from TR that may or may not be apocryphal. The quote is, to anger a conservative, lie to him. To anger a liberal, tell him the truth. So that speaks to what you've been saying all along.
It does seem to be right here, Mimi, because I'm getting all these emails from people I thought were my friends who are absolutely just caught up in Hillary fandom and Hillary worship. How could you not worship my God here? And, you try and you put the stuff out there about all the FBI invent. Oh, no, that's just lies made by Satan to take down our goddess Hillary. And she really did run her campaign as a personality cult. And we know what happens to personality cults. And if you don't remember what happens to personality cults, think Jonestown.
Exactly. I mean, it speaks to what's been going on in the current political environment with these liberals, the way they react to facts. They just want to avoid it. Or they feel that, like you said, it's not important for them to know, so they just ignore it. But, you know, Mike, you know, it's funny, these journalists, these so-called journalists from the corporate media, you know, they've been asleep for 8 years, and I'm sure they're going to awake from their slumber now that Trump's going to take office, and that adversarial relationship that is normal will once again become the norm. Whereas the past 8 years,
started.
It's been soft questions. Right.
It's
been
already started. I mean, Trump's not even in office, and already they're excoriating, this is the worst president we've ever had. He's not even president yet.
Right.
And by the way, it isn't 8 years. The corporate media has been asleep all the way back to the 1980s because the corporate media is owned by people who are, like the Clintons and the Bushes, tangled up with that whole CIA, narcocracy, drug money corruption.
No, I stand corrected. You're right. Also, Mike, you know, I think Trump should, now that the Sheriff Jar Arpaio is available, I think he should be appointed as head of border control or INS. They should give him some position. That would really piss off these liberals.
I love it. I absolutely love it. We've already got some mayors, like Mayor de Blasio, is saying he will ignore any laws from Donald Trump about sanctuary cities and illegal immigrants. And by the way, if you map out on a community-by-community or precinct-by-precinct basis, this last election, Hillary's strongest support came from these sanctuary city areas where the illegal immigrants were being allowed to vote.
Yeah,
that was her constituency, the criminal class. And they're certainly proving it now with all this rioting.
Yeah, I would love to know what the actual vote tally was, because I don't buy the popular vote that we're being fed.
I
would
either.
Love to
we're never
see the real numbers.
It's just like Florida in 2000. We're never going to know what the real numbers were because there was so much fraud and so much effort to hide it. And very clearly, Hillary and her people thought they were going to succeed in stealing this election. Apparently, they were all getting high on champagne before the final numbers came on in. Boy, talk about a nasty hangover the next morning.
Yeah. But, you know, Mike, I'll just say this, and then I'll let you get back to the show. I don't know what they're teaching our elementary school kids. I mean, that's when it starts, not in college. I saw a video from a school in New York where they were singing "We Shall Overcome" after the election. And these were, I don't know, 7 or 8 year old kids. And the woman in the center, she had a guitar and she was playing the song. She said, "No, we shall overcome today." And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, this is frightening. It's bizarre. And I mean, if they're indoctrinating these kids at such an early age, I don't think the country has a future.
Well, I would agree with you, because the reason the public schools are indoctrinating the children is in the hope the children will then indoctrinate their parents. That was why all during this last year, all the public school teachers were telling all their kids, if Trump is elected, you're all going to be sent back to Mexico and terrible things are going to happen. And now that Trump won, of course, they're dealing with all these precious little kiddies that they brainwashed are having these traumatic reactions because they actually believed their teachers. And they really think all of these horrible things are going to start happening. And they're in an absolute panic right now.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, last thing. You know, Ashton Carter, you know, no surprise, he told a bold-faced lie on CBS Morning News. I don't watch the program. I just had read about it. He told Laura O'Donnell, Russia promised to get rid of Assad. she didn't even hold him accountable to it. She said, Russia is, you know, and he said they're doing the opposite. They're propping him up before they promised to help us get him out of power. And then she just replied and said, they're supporting Assad? I mean, this is what it's come to.
I mean, it really is. Now, I'll share a little insight with you. Some years ago, I got hired to teach computer animation and visual effects at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I had a lot of fun, great kids. You know, I really enjoyed that time in my life. But right next to where I had my classroom in the Academy for Creative Media, they had the classrooms where they were teaching people on how to enter the careers in TV journalism. And those classes were mostly about how to do your makeup and your hair and how to read teleprompters. They weren't teaching these kids to be analysts. They weren't teaching them to question and find out for themselves. They were basically teaching them to simply read to the public what was being shown to them and be very convincing about it. That's all that class was.
Well, we need to push Sheriff Arpaio on the incoming Trump administration. I think
Trump
he'd be a
might
great...
Trump might do it. Yeah. Trump just appointed Nigel Farage to be the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. And, oh, boy, is that ruffling some feathers on the other side of the pond, as it were.
And I like the Bannon appointment. You know, people are saying now that the Priebus was just basically a token appointment. He'll have no input at all. Bannon will have most of the input, you know, in the Oval Office when it comes to advising Trump.
Yeah, and, he'll Bannon will have the pull in terms of policy, but Priebus, you know, that chief of staff is a very, very powerful position, and Priebus is going to decide who does and does not get to see the president. And I am very surprised that Trump went with that, given how Priebus was openly trying to sabotage Trump. I don't know where that deal came from or if it's just another one of these rumors that's being put on out there. I don't agree with that one tiny bit. But again, Trump is the president, and he gets to call these shots here right now. And let's let him get into office and get those first 100 days before we start ripping him apart. But I'll tell you one thing right now. You know, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. It would be nowhere near as bad as Hillary, because Donald Trump on his worst days is still far better than Hillary on her best days, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, totally. I agree. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I absolutely agree with the Sheriff Joe sentiment, and also the it's not that the corporate media is reporting. The corporate media pushes, and they're an arm of the government. I mean, if WikiLeaks has shown us anything, the corporate media is simply an arm of the governmental regime in power, basically.
But basically, you know, well, they are. I mean, they tend to have longer term alliances with either of the two political establishments. But this time, this election made it really obvious to Americans that's what's going on. And we're starting to see the corporate media try and go through the motions of an act of contrition to say, we're sorry, we'll do better, which is absolutely meaningless. They're going to go back to doing exactly what they've always done, because that's what they're paid to do. Sell you policies, sell you candidates, sell you wars, and they're not going to stop doing that, because then they'd have to learn how to live without those million-dollar paychecks.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I was wondering why the Soros-funded, and by the way, obviously this serves both Hillary and Obama, these demonstrations and riots, this violence, and why they allow it to happen, why they really haven't forcefully come out and say, do not do any more of this violence in my name. I implore you to stop or whatever. But I think, in my opinion, Mike, it's to delegitimize Trump and make it difficult for him to prosecute Hillary, which would then, of course, lead to Obama looking, maybe even going to jail, for all we know.
First of all, these Soros-funded protests are not actually working to either Hillary or Obama's advantage, because they're sending the message across the country that, yes, we were right to reject the liberal agenda, looking at the way they're behaving right now. Second, Congress is continuing to move forward on the Hillary investigations, independent of anything Trump is going to do. So the riots aren't going to change that. And everybody who's taking part in these riots, everybody who accepted money to take part in these riots, they're looking at felony Title 18 violations. We may actually have a legitimate use for those FEMA camps before this is all over.
Can I hang on?
Yeah, Mike? You can hang on. We'll bring you back.
Ooh, yeah. you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, we were talking about the violence and the demonstrations and how Soros backed and all that. But the other theory that I have for why these are going on, why they're not being stopped, is they could be doing exactly the same thing, Mike, I think, that they did in the Ukraine. You fund all these people, get them on the street, shoot at one side, then shoot at the other. They're all once they're at each other's throat, and martial law comes down.
So, well, a lot of people are very concerned about it, and it's a legitimate concern, but there's a major difference, and that is that when they do one of these color revolutions in the Middle East or in Ukraine, the vast majority of the people in those countries really don't understand what's been going on around them. That doesn't apply to the American people. And not all of these color revolutions work. In fact, most have actually been abject, complete failures. The closeness of this color revolution to the election basically underscores the fact that this is an attempt by Hillary and her supporters. If they couldn't steal the election, they're just going to steal the whole gosh darn country. And most Americans are picking up on that. So they could try it, and they should be sent to jail for trying it, because they're talking about armed violence against the American people. And an elected leader. And Soros, I think, you know, he's overdue for the Gray Bar Hilton, as far as I'm concerned. I understand there's a warrant out for him inside Russia.
Amen to that. I wanted to, but you ran an article today, I believe, was there yesterday. It was all one. It was a reposting of the Fast and Furious, proving that the government cut a deal with Sinaloa drug cartel.
Yeah, that's up on the page today. Yeah, I was going to talk about that later in the show.
I want to make a point. Remember when El Chapo threatened to kill Trump?
Yes.
You know? And then he escaped from jail by going through a 180-foot tunnel or something that, you know, had to have been industrial made or something. So this could be, he would be a real prime candidate, or at least a fall guy, to take Trump out.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, if they can't get this color revolution thing going, if they can't bribe the Electoral College, Donald Trump has to realize that assassination is a very high probability. He's going into office with as many elements of the establishment opposed to him as John F. Kennedy did. I certainly don't envy him the job, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near around him when the bullets start flying. But it is a real possibility. Because remember, we're dealing with an establishment that are steeped in drug money corruption. They are criminals. There is nothing they will not do to hang on to power, including burning down the entire nation, which is what they're on the verge of doing with all these riots right now.
And Mike, the media has been looking the other way purposely on all these Hillary crimes and Obama crimes. I mean, for years.
Yeah, they have, and now they're trying to say, well, you know, we didn't fully appreciate the feelings of the American people. No, you sold your souls to the political establishment. That's what the corporate media did. They sold their souls, and they're not going to get the goodies back that the demons promised them. And now they're moaning and groaning and crying and basically seeing the end of their very well-paying jobs and their luxurious lifestyles. And too gosh darn bad, I have no sympathy for them. They did it to themselves.
They sure did. Mike, thanks for me, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got another caller waiting. I'm going to wait till after the commercial break. So hang on the line there, John. More stories coming out. I mean, these are all over the country. They can't hide it. Anti-Trump protesters are now admitting on camera interviews, yeah, they're showing up because they answered an ad in Craigslist, and they're being paid to be there. There was a video came out on Friday where somebody went up and said, why are you protesting Donald Trump? I don't know. I'm just here because I don't know. And now they're saying, yeah, I'm here because I got hired. I'm being paid to be here. Now, this leads to a real important question here. Is George Soros and his minions committing an act of treason here? Because we have a democratically elected president getting ready to go into office. We've got the opponent. Remember that old concept, peaceful transition of power? Doesn't seem to apply anymore. And Soros is aiding this enemy of our democratically elected president during this transition. He really ought to be in jail. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Obama is holding a news conference where he's pushing this idea that the U.S. has a long tradition that new presidents will carry forward agreements made by the previous president. Actually, there is no such tradition. But Obama is out there trying to counter the fact that Donald Trump has already said no more money for these terrorists in Syria, and he's going to work with Putin and Assad to settle things down in Syria. And Obama's out there, no, I made a promise to supply ISIS with weapons. You'll make me look bad if you go back on that promise, or some such nonsense. And I'm looking at all the social media, and already we're seeing the liberals are out there responding to the revelations about all these dead voters and illegal immigrant voters, you know, saying that, to even suggest that our elections are not honest, that what a wacky conspiracy theory, and, you know, no, there were no dead voters, and illegal immigrants should be allowed to vote. Well, maybe, but they're not allowed to vote now. And that is the weakest link in this whole liberal thought process. Donald Trump won the election by the rules everybody agreed to play by going in. And the liberals, the Democrats, the crybabies didn't get the result they thought they were going to get. And so now they want to change the rules after it's all over. Well, we should be counting the illegal immigrants, which should be a popular vote. Well, if you want that to be the case in the future, go ahead and work toward that. But once the game is over and you've lost, you don't get to tell the dealer, really, it should be 22 instead of 21 in blackjack. All right, we're going to take John in Barbados. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, yes. I'm looking at this scene in America, this violence, and the threat of violence to coerce or force political change. That's the very definition of terrorism.
It's and also a violation of the USA Patriot Act and Title 18.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't use that, Michael. I think the military is overwhelmingly on Mr. Trump's side. And I would institute all the provisions of the NDAA that Obama introduced. But I would use that, and I would arrest these people.
And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't. I would leave it in the hands of the civilian police departments and just tell them, go and deal with these people as the criminals that they are. Because if Donald Trump activates the military above the level of the National Guard, I could see sending in the National Guard on some of this stuff. But, you know, I mean, in theory, these riots should be over and done with by the time Trump takes office. It's not Trump's call to make now. It is Obama's, and he's doing nothing about it. In fact, he's up there on TV in his press conference right now saying that Donald Trump shouldn't endanger the status of the Dreamers. I mean, Obama is literally up there begging and pleading, groveling on his knees to President-elect Trump, please don't change any of our liberal policies. Don't go along with it. You know, don't keep your campaign promises here. Just go do what we want you to do here because we're right and all those deplorables are wrong. And it really didn't work out very well. But you can just see where Obama is realizing not only is his legacy heading into the shredder with Obamacare, but the entire liberal agenda, the globalist agenda that they've been working on for decades is about to come crashing down, and it's centered on Donald Trump. They're already talking about the Trump effect sweeping across Europe. They're starting to elect presidents there who want to pivot to Russia and away from this Western system. And I'll make one more observation here. I've been talking a long time about my concern that the U.S. government would collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. With Trump as president and a Congress who will work with him and an American people who will stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, we could, in theory, turn this around and head back to being a true republic with a democratically elected government without having to go through a major social upheaval. But if Soros and Hillary and all those people keep going with these protests and trigger a crisis, then I could see a Soviet Union-style collapse in Washington, D.C. And maybe that might not be a bad thing either, as long as we get Donald Trump to say, all right, you get to help us build the new government.
Well, can I disagree with you on the NDAA? Because
be free.
On the NDAA, if you disappear these people, they get no access to lawyers, no access at all. They're disappeared. That means there won't be any of this to and fro legally on the media. George Soros will be a thing of the past.
I disagree. You pick up one
in ten of those protesters and make sure you photograph them at Gitmo in their orange jumpsuits, and how quickly will the rest of these protesters disappear off the streets?
John, okay, I can understand making an example of some of the protesters so that the rest realize that $15 an hour is not worth risking jail time. I'm opposed. I do disagree with you about NDAA because we dare not sink down to the level of the regime we are just now trying to get out of our capital city. We have to be better than that. We have to play by the rules. We have to play by the Bill of Rights, because Donald Trump's supporters put him in that White House in order to preserve and protect that Constitution. And we, when NDAA came on out, we were all appalled at what it portended, the sheer unconstitutionality of it. We dare not use it now, or we lose our moral high ground in this. And I'm sorry. I would like to see the authorities come on down with these paid protesters, because they're committing acts of violence. They're committing felony assault, especially on that pregnant woman. They're committing property damage. They're in violation of multiple sections of Title 18. They should be arrested and thrown in jail. But let's do it by the system that is founded on our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And we have to prosecute the ringleaders, I agree. But we also have to be just as diligent that we go easy on those who just showed up for the money. They're the useful idiots. There's not much to be served, you know, by bashing them around. And once
one more
you get
point,
the ring-
one more point, Michael.
Okay. All right.
Right. I followed your advice and was watching Westworld. And I know
yes.
you're going to tell me it's because of all the cybernetics and computers. But I'm going to send you an application form so you can join the Dirty Old Man's Club.
Okay. Goodness knows,
all those gorgeous creatures.
I've got one, you know, I'm obviously qualified. I'm sure I meet the age limit. I don't know what other requirements there are to be in the Dirty Old Man's Club, but I'm sure I meet the age requirement and probably the height requirement as well. All right, John, listen, we're going to let you go here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to close the phone lines because I have got a bunch of stuff I need to talk about. The Tantrum Squad is still pounding on my server, which tells us that, no, Hillary's people are not giving up yet. They still think they can steal this nation back from we, the American people. And that's what it is, stealing. They tried to steal the election. They failed. Now they're going to try and steal the entire country. And I think they're in for a very rough disappointment if they succeed in angering the entire American population to be going out in those streets. They're going to find out they're outnumbered, they're outgunned, they're outmatched. I don't want to see that in the streets of America. But it does seem to be the way that Hillary Clinton and George Soros is pushing this whole situation. All righty, then getting on back here. And by the way, speaking of Soros over at 12160, they've got an article. The first thing Donald Trump should do is arrest George Soros. He has provably committed all kinds of violations of the USA Patriot Act and Title 18. He's committed treason by giving aid and comfort to America's enemies in other countries. Nobody should be above the law, not even a George Soros. Now, Russia, according to this story in TheRealStrategy.com, has declared George Soros a wanted man in their country, citing him and his organizations as a threat to Russian national security, just as Soros is proving himself a threat to national security here in the United States of America. Now, last year, Russia banned all Soros non-governmental organizations from operating in Russia because they caught them trying to basically fund riots and kick up dissent to have a color revolution in Russia and bring Putin down. And Putin is not the kiss and make up, forgive and forget kind of person. And now Soros is trying to do that here, and we should not let him get away with that. Now, Putin has already contacted Donald Trump and said, yes, we will cooperate, we will calm things down, we'll pull back from this insanity of war. I had made the speculation that China would require a little more schmoozing on that. I was wrong. China's president has called Donald Trump and said cooperation is our only choice in moving forward. So for those who wanted World War III, who had invested their money in the bombs and the bullets and all the rest of it, their agenda is in serious, serious trouble. Swedish leaders are calling for steadfast U.S. relations after Donald Trump's victory. This is coming out of Sweden's Social Democrat Prime Minister Stefan Löfven and the Minister for Foreign Affairs Margot Wallström. And I notice all of a sudden Sweden is now starting to have polite discussions with Julian Assange's defense For 6 years, Sweden has refused to allow Assange to present a defense to the sexual allegations against him. Now all of a sudden they're saying, yeah, we're willing to look at your side of the argument here. Now everybody is still analyzing the victory. A lot of people are still out there casting blame. Oh, it was all the fault of FBI Director Comey. That's the latest out of the Hillary campaign. It's all Director Comey's fault and that FBI investigation. No, it isn't, because if Hillary and her people had been playing by all the rules and regulations, there never would have been an FBI investigation to begin with. They're just unhappy they got caught in their skullduggery. And is typical of liberals, they can't accept blame for their own wrongdoing. They have to find somebody else. Story coming out of RIMF.com. Clinton lost because of working class revolt against neoliberalism. That is very much true. Clinton lost because of the public awareness of her past crimes and corruptions. See, Hillary ran her campaign as if she were a lawyer. You can't prove I did any of these things. Therefore, you should not consider them. Well, in America, politics is perception. When you have a lifetime of corruption and very clearly avoiding the consequences for your actions, that becomes your public face, and that's what people voted on. Another story coming out of Russia Today. Trump won because Clinton and her supporters refused to live in the real world. That is certainly true. They're caught up in this complete fantasy, you know, where anytime anybody says anything critical about Hillary Clinton, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Oh, you know, Vince Foster really did commit suicide, and you're all a bunch of wacko tinfoil hat kooks for thinking that. It's like this debate I had with this liberal a couple of weeks ago. They're arrogant in their ignorance. They're not intellectual elites. Yes, they went to college to get a degree in indigenous women's interpretive dance or something like that. That doesn't make them an intellectual. Makes them a good dancer, maybe. But they're very narrow-minded. They've got this worldview that they cherish, and anything that is a threat to that worldview is discarded. And they are arrogant in their ignorance. They literally go around with this attitude that if they don't know something, it's not worth knowing, therefore they should not trouble their beautiful little mind with all these inconvenient little details. And they are living in a fantasy world, especially with this idea that they're going to overturn the election of the United States of America by rioting in the streets. Now, everyone is still continuing to poke fun at all those celebrities who came on out and said, I will leave the country if Trump is elected. And most of us were saying, good, go. You're a bunch of has-beens anyway. Get out of here. Trump is now offering his plane so all these famous Hollywood people can go and leave. And Alan Jones, who's the CEO of the Tennessee-based Jones Airways, is now offering free one-way flights to Canada for all these Hollywood celebrities who promised to leave the country if Donald Trump won the presidency. And by the way, to any of those celebrities, if you are leaving and you're leaving your car behind, I need it. So thank you all very much. Now then, over at Natural News, they have a piece which I think is tongue-in-cheek, but you know, it might actually be right on. And they're saying about why these precious college snowflakes are going to eliminate themselves from the human gene pool at the next natural selection event. And basically, they're saying they're not able to deal with reality. They're not able to deal with the fact that the real world and real life can be extraordinarily hostile. These people are absolutely convinced that reality can be subordinated to political ideology, and they're running around doing their primal screaming and crying and whatever all else, and it's not going to change the real world. And when any of these people get out in the real world after college and they go up against real competition, they're not going to be prepared to deal with it. They'll be fodder for politicians to say, oh, yes, we must have a law that says you cannot discriminate against people who have degrees in indigenous women's interpretive dance just because the job requirement requires a degree in engineering and other such nonsense. Now, on Sunday's Meet the Press on NBC, Representative Keith Ellison who is now looking at replacing Donna Brazile as the DNC chair, came on out and said Trump won because he was able to throw hate and poison on Hillary Clinton. They're still grasping this fantasy world they have of Hillary Clinton as this sweet and innocent princess of light. And she wasn't. And I don't think Ellison is going to be a very good head of the DNC, because anybody in an administrative position has to be ready to look at the real cause of failures if you're not going to repeat them. When the building collapses, you have to look. Where did it fail? And we've got to replace that. If the building collapses and you say, oh, it collapsed because we had the wrong flag on the roof, you're going to have more collapses down the road. There is a big problem of denial within the entire Democratic liberal establishment. They don't want to own up to the fact that Americans have gotten very tired of the agenda. They don't want to own up to the fact that Americans understand the intense amount of corruption there is in both established political parties. They don't want to own up to their own failures. It always has to be somebody else's fault. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned before, the good news is Congress vows to continue the Hillary Clinton investigations. Now, a lot of people are making a big deal over Donald Trump's comments post-election about how, you know, no hard feelings, the Clintons are good people, and they're trying to interpret it that Donald Trump is going to break his campaign promise to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And I think you misread what Trump was saying. Trump is being gracious in his victory. To the same extent, the Democrats are being ungracious in their defeat, I might add. And what he's trying to say is he's not going to go after Hillary Clinton for revenge or vindictiveness. But obviously, if she's committed crimes, she ought to go to jail. And certainly, Hillary has a long, long history of things she's done that are prosecutable. The corruption, the possible espionage involving that email server, we should not let that go away, especially if Soros is seriously planning on trying to hijack the Electoral College and impose Hillary on us anyway. So, anyway, let's see. But, you know, obviously Hillary is willing to literally burn down our entire country with riots to save her own sorry rear end from her crimes. House Oversight Committee Chair Hillary Clinton probe will absolutely continue. What I want to find out is, first of all, I want a confirmation that Trey Gowdy is going to be Trump's attorney general. Oh, boy, would that be a cause for a celebration. And I want to know just who Trump is going to pick to head the FBI, because that will tell us just how much is really going to be getting done. Now, interestingly enough, there was a story that came out of Bloomberg pushing this idea why Obama should pardon Hillary Clinton and basically selling this idea. Obama shouldn't hesitate to pardon her even if she says she doesn't want him to. Well, Bloomberg is fully on board with Hillary. First of all, at this point, a pardon is as good a confession in the eyes of the public. A pardon says crimes have been committed and I, President Obama, am trying to keep them covered up. That'll be a dark stain on Obama's historical legacy. But Bloomberg is making a critical mistake saying that Obama should pardon Hillary even if she does, if she says she doesn't want him to, because under the rules, the president cannot issue a pardon until one has been applied for. So Hillary would have to say, please pardon me, and Obama would say yes or no. But so far she hasn't asked, because Hillary understands if she asks for a pardon, it's basically a signal to the entire American public, yes, I committed crimes, I need to keep them covered up. Now, a lot of people are talking about Donald Trump. Is he going to build the wall, or is it just going to be a glorified fence? I still think it would be cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. More about this when we come back from station identification. Okay, we've lost our sound.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.